Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
So many roads to choose before you reach your high.
Welcome, welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I guess I must be on a Ricky Byers backwards roll lately, because that was her ushering us in again, bringing in peace in our hearts and in our minds and our ears, and perhaps through osmosis to have peace on the earth. Yes. You got to be careful what you listen to, because you don't know what you're going to be speaking out your mouth. That was Om Shanti. And to get more of Ricky's beautiful music, you go to RickyBB.com, and I think you can also find her at AgapeLive.com. Powerful music that you can taste. I like to borrow that from the head of the network of Life Conversations Radio Network, Life Coach Today. Music you can taste, music you can feel, and music that will vibrate all through your cells to let you know everything's going to be all right. Hey, I can see you in the chat room. Hello, guest. And it's Heart to Heart. Looking forward to joining you. Heart to Heart, I love that name. And there are people in, on the phone lines who are already lined up for readings. But I want to give you a little background in case I'm the place where you get to hang out at Live Conversations Radio Network. I want to introduce you to some other shows as well and thank all of you listeners in the archives who come back and listen. Thank you for spending your time with me. And I think we're going to have a little visitor here. Every once in a while I have a cat named Cleo who likes to speak during the show, and she's showing herself. So I'm just going to let you know who she is before she meows. Uh-huh. And good girl. Wow. So you got Celeste, you got Cleo the cat, you got beautiful shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. Hi, Cleo. Hello, my love. We're doing a show right now. Yeah, you said hi? Well, I introduced you, so they won't be surprised. Meow, meow, meow to you too, sweetie. Okay, told you. So let me tell you about the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. It is the network, I don't know what you want to call it, the love boat, the head ship, the network. It's on Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Life Coach Today gets you some soul food for your consciousness. I like to nickname it, come and have a power lunch. And if you're in California, you can have a power breakfast. But tomorrow, his show is going to be amazing. Gratitude, the path to plentitude. Doesn't that sound like true, but we go where no man has gone before? I dig it. Let's see what the abundance is waiting for us when we check out that show. So that's 12 to 2. I'm there around 1. I break down the energy of the day. And then on Thursdays, we have Mbasa Safaro with the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? Well, if not, you can take a trip on a playground and get some soul food there, too. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. Mbasa has beautiful reflections, affirmations, and guests that will help you get in alignment with your true self by, you know, remembering to play. Then we have Ancestral Blueprints, which is on the last Wednesday of the month, which means this week we're having Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. You get to find out how the unacknowledged truths in your family's Ancestral Blueprints may still be impacting your life today. There's a lot of strong energy moving this week. You got Hanukkah this week. You have Thanksgiving, and for other people, the Day of Remembrance for our Native American brothers and sisters. But the reality is that during this week, it's a time when our family is going to be coming together. And whether you celebrate or don't celebrate, whether you're a vegetarian or not a vegetarian, there is an opportunity to do some reconciliation work and healing. And I am saying yes to that this week. Well, we're not going to get into that. Okay, so you have me, Celeste Morgan, Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where I play with numerology and tarot and pull cards to help you get in touch with your destiny and connect with what's showing up for you in your life. I love to do it. I've been reading cards since my 21. Yeah. since I was 21 years old, so I started at 91. Yeah, you do the math. And I'm not ashamed of my age. I've been reading for over 20 years, and I love it. It feels great to read outside of the closet, because I was a secret tarot reader. Not so secret anymore. I had a lot of help with that. So, here I am. Let's break down the energy of today, folks. Question number 5. One of my favorite numbers, I just have to say. Wonderful. Thank you, Life Coach today. You know, he just triggered me as well because I need to thank him. He's screening the calls tonight, so make sure you say hi. And he's also handling the technical parts of the show. Couldn't do it without him. Well, actually, I'm learning how to do it without him, but he's not making me. So thanks for that, Life Coach today. I can do it without him. He's taught me everything I know. So let's get to the fun part. Yeah. That's where you can find, you know, the shows and everything. It's on lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a calendar and a listing. And anything that you missed from what I said, you can check it out there. But my game is numbers. Start it out by letting you know when you add the date today and reduce it down, you get number 5. 5 is one of my favorite numbers because it's the Hierophant, the High Priest in tarot. It's the Bear in medicine cards. Bear is on the west of the medicine wheel, and it is the keeper of dreams in the dream lodge, and also its gift is introspection. Now, there's an Orisha by the name of Oshun. You can think Venus if you want to, or Aphrodite, but she's an African goddess of love. Her sacred number is 5. Sweet waters and honey and peacocks and all things beautiful, marriage, gold, color yellow, all reflect her. And I really dig having a reflection of beauty that looks like me, too. So, yeah, we all have a priestess or a goddess in our cultures who represent that ultimate beauty. And for me, it's Oshun. So that's her number. And 5 is ruled by the planet Mercury. Now, Mercury is a communication planet. Now, check this out. We've got 5 as being ruled by Mercury, and then you have your 5th chakra, which is the throat chakra. So we've got communication, and then we have speaking, which was really the inspiration for the show, Love Speak. Because I think it's really important to be able to unblock your throat chakra so that you can speak from your truth. Now, it may sound like I'm trying to give you pickup lines and romance languages to connect with somebody, but that's really not true. The truth is, I want you to get so in love with speaking the truth of who you are that you turn on your own light and become attractive. Simply by using your own tools. So no, I don't have any pickup lines for you. But as I'm doing readings, I will focus on what's coming up and what kind of love speak you might be speaking or not and how to get you to tap in. Now, Life Coach today told me that we had some callers lined up. So I'm going to take a look, grab my cards, and let's play. Great. I get situated here, taking a deep breath and grounding myself. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. I'm having a goober weekend because I know that it is the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, and that matters to me. My favorite doctor is Tom Baker, the 4th Doctor. So, and 5 is running today, so it all relates. Okay? So, here we go. I think we have Mark getting ready to join us. Mark Daniels. Yes, indeed. How are you doing, my friend?
Celeste, how are you, dear?
I am very, very well. So nice to have you join.
I know, because the last time I tried to call in, it was at the very tail end of the show.
Ah, good for you. I always tell people, you know, that I'm doing a little bit of... Okay, there we go. Yeah, I always tell people, try to catch me at the beginning, because we get to have more time to play. So you have a question around love?
Yeah, I'd like to ask the quintessential question that most people are concerned about. And I'd like to know if you can see from the cards my love life, and if you can give me some perspective on it.
Okay. Well, let's see here. I'll go to Mother Peace cards. I'm going to shuffle three times.
Also have an antidote about the number five later if you want to hear it.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I know it means challenge and freedom and change. And most of the times when numerologists talk about the number five, they get really scared about it. But but I don't, because that Hierophant, which I didn't say, is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus, and Taurus is ruled by Venus. So I see a lot of love in the number five. And no challenge to balance. Absolutely. Okay, let's see here. We're going to do a three-card draw.
Maybe I should tell you the antidote really quickly then about five, because it connects exactly with what you just said.
Oh, okay, go for it.
When I was little, my father and I, like I'm talking 5 years old to about 11, we played a game where whenever we saw the number five on the clock, it instantly meant we had to hug each other.
Oh.
So it's definitely a love number.
Oh, that is beautiful. I love the practical application of how people can play with numbers instead of just control them by adding and subtracting and making them do things for you, but to use them to remind you to hug your father. That's a beautiful gift. I thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you this, five is also one of my mother's birth cards. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 14 and five. Interesting here. What a balance of cards I see. I have
What
air.
Did you do? Did you pull a three? Three-card draw? Or?
I did pull three, but then I pulled one more. I went to four.
Okay.
Just to see if a major arcana would come up. Oh, you're so intuitive. He's like, she did one more. I know it.
I know, okay. She did.
We got Daughter of Swords, Ace of Discs, the Seven of Cups, and then the fourth card that came up is the Nine of Cups. This bodes very well, but it really speaks about the daughter as a person is really about the beginning of learning how to focus your thought. Since it's swords here, it's about air. Air is about mental faculties. It's what you're thinking about. So this is really speaking about being tested, testing in your mind. This is an Amazon woman who's standing on a mountain, and she has finally learned how to call the wind to her, and it's coming in the shape of a horse. Now, a horse for Native Americans is about power, you know, horsepower. So that power to get through the challenge is really about her testing her mental faculties so that she can get out of the adversity. So what I would be saying to you right now, Mark, is concentrate on how you're, or should I say not even concentrate, but put your focus on how you might be perceiving your love situation and think of any ways that you might be tested where it is taking you away from your power. You know, I don't know if you have old stories of heartache. It's time to let those go. It's about really starting to move onto new ground and to get to higher ground. Your mind is going to have to be freed from places. People, places, and things that have kept you in a valley about your love life. Then you have the Ace of Discs, okay? So we're going from your mind, and as the daughter who's learning how to get free off of this high mountain through her own powers, okay, she's learning how to use the wind to fly.
Okay.
You receive a gift. Ace of Discs. This is about earth. It's about grounding. And anytime you see ace, it's a new beginning. And it's about gifts coming to you. We go from a daughter to a baby. So there's a question here or an invitation for you to step into your innocence, childlike qualities, seeing the good, even when the bad is showing up. So that you can unwrap the gift of what's coming for you. It's to the right. So, and you have a little baby who's playing with a tiger, and there's acorns. So there are things to pick. You're going to be receiving gifts.
Why did you say tiger? Do you know that I run a tiger organization since 2008 that we're trying to save the last 3,000 wild tigers? I started it in 2008, Panthera tigris. You can look it up, and that's a huge, huge part of my life. I mean, I have a tiger tattoo, so it's kind of funny that you pull that card.
That's actually an interesting question that you asked me, why I said tiger, because it's actually a leopard on here. But I saw a tiger, so I saw a tiger. Okay, for you confirming my guess. Okay.
That's definitely,
I didn't know about that.
That's definitely a confirmation. That's definitely a confirmation then.
Okay.
Because,
well,
I mean, this is a significant part of my life. I mean, this is like top three things I'm concerned about.
Wow. Then you have the Seven of Cups as your next card, which is your water, emotions. And this is about you making your dreams.
Seven
of Cups.
Being my lucky number.
There you go, a mystical wisdom. But in the Cups card, you have a magician who is trying to bring things into fruition. It's upright for you. So the foggy, like the love life right now, this is a question about your love life. This is a question about how it's going to show up and what's manifesting. And there's this foggy substance that's around that energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be okay, because for every magician who's creating through alchemy, there's going to be hit and misses, there's going to be experimentation, there's going to be you exploring about yourself, you getting out there and dating, but staying on solid ground. And then you've got the Nine of Cups, which is a wishing card, which is actually a very positive foreboding that all will be well. You just have a journey to go through on your love life and learning how to manifest and connect. But I see great things. But it will be a journey.
Yeah, I sort of intuitively feel that way. It's going to be a little bit of a little bit more work, I guess, but I think that ultimately it'll come through one of these days.
It will. It will. But it starts with you and being able to remember who you are and what you have to offer, and remembering that number five to hug. You can continue that tradition.
That sounds like a plan. Thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much.
We'll be in touch soon, and enjoy the rest of your show.
Thank you
so
much
for
calling.
I look forward to listening to you next week. I love your show.
Thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate you. Love yours, too, on Y2 Radio. It's 8 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. So I appreciate you, my brother. All right. That was Mark Daniels, folks. That was amazing. We are going to take a quick break and take some more callers. Looking forward to it. Love to find out what the cards are going to say to you. So we'll be right back on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. To get a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations. We dare you. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm getting shout-outs on Facebook. Thank you, Deanna, who is checking me out on the Celestial Show fan like page, which I didn't invite you to check out. I always have affirmations, and I try to remember to do the energy of the day, like a briefer version of the Celestial Moment on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. So if you're ever wondering what the energy is, what the number is, I have funny ways of weaving it all together. I think Oshun is featured prominently today. So I want to invite you to help me get my numbers up. And somebody is cold in Canada. Let me see if I can warm her up with a love reading today. Oh, thank you. Karen, your name is Karen, and it's, you said it's Seven Below?
Yes. Oh, yes. Everything is pure white. It's beautiful.
See, here it is. This is how you do it. Whereas for me, I'm thinking nightmare. She brings out the jewels of it. It's beautiful, and everything is white here. Thank you. That's a powerful way of using love speak. Taking something that other people might think is scary and finding the beauty in it. Good job, Karen. Now, what can I do for you, sweetie?
There's been so many things going on, and I just wanted to hear. I've never been on your show, and I was drawn to it. And as soon as I clicked on, your voice, your host, everything is just beautiful. And I wonder if you could give me what you see that might help me today. Lift my spirit. Oh. Other than no.
Okay, did you say with your kids?
No, just with everything. I just
with everything.
I'm showing,
okay.
I'm showing that so that just in the I'm not sure why there's so much shadow side being reflected back to me and something I'm getting.
All right, it's my pleasure to go to the cards.
Thanks.
See what shows up. Okay. I guess I'm not doing three card draws today, people. I keep going four, so we're going to be doing four cards. Okay.
Well,
the first thing I see, Karen, is the Ace of Swords. And the Ace of Swords, Ace is the beginning of the tarot. Swords is about our thinking. So this person is in a yoga position. There's a butterfly in it. Butterflies reflect transformation for the medicine cards. Transitioning from being a caterpillar to a butterfly, so new life. And the ability to balance on the sword is about what you actually just did, being able to see that negative seven below and transform it into beauty. So you already have exhibited this card that's showing up. It's to the left. So the same way you did it for the weather and the shadows that are showing up, we got to find the gifts that are being unwrapped instead of looking at it like, it's this monster and I don't know why it's showing up. Maybe what is really inviting you to do is to take a step back and really take a good look to find out what's the lesson right here. Now, I'm not talking from a place of feeling guilty or not feeling empowered or any type of shame thing that's showing up. I get spanked a lot by my shadows. I'm starting to learn to hug them, though, instead of fighting them. Be like, okay, this is showing up right now. This is what it is, regardless of how I feel about it. What do you have to show me? Particularly if it's a shadow that keeps showing up with the same people, the same circumstances, and if the people change and the circumstances stay the same, then that shadow is saying, hey, Karen, I have a gift for you. It looks like an ugly, you know, ugly flowers, but really, I've got some candy behind my back somewhere. Can you find it? It's like playing hide and seek with life. That's how I'm starting to understand shadows. Now, that's not easy. I've got other cards for you, too, which will probably help you with this, okay? You're like, I don't want to dance with my shadows. I'm like, I know. But they're there, though. You know, we need the light, we need the dark, even when the ugliness shows up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, roses don't grow with this pretty ground. There's some manure there.
And diamonds are made extreme precious.
Yeah, you need a little bit of manure for some roses. Okay, so then we got the Sun of Discs, which is about you learning how to get on target with what you want in your life. And perhaps the shadows are showing up as contrasts and contradictions so that you can narrow in. We've got Robin Hood in the woods trying to, shoot an arrow. He's the archer. You know, Sagittarius, we're in the time of the archer right now, the Sagittarius time. So it's about fire, okay? And you got all this green in this card. It's about your heart, sweetie, heart chakra. So getting in direction and focus in your heart so that you can hit that target, whatever that target is. I also have Eight of Discs showing up. Now, The eight of discs is to the left, which means something around work is not working for you. Say what?
Big time, that's my biggest stress right now.
Oh, yeah, it's to the left. So you're not able to express yourself fully at work, and there's some issue around cooperation from other people working with you, or you trying to find your direction. All right. Wow, thank you for confirming my gift, because I always ask, does that resonate? I don't even, okay, yeah. Great. Now, the last card for you is the death card. Take a deep breath and do not trip about this being a death card, because the death card is transformation. It's about change. It's about shifts. It's a big old snake who's shedding its skin, and it's beautiful. It's not, whoa, Karen's going to die, but you are, but not the way you think. You're going to let go of all the stuff that is holding you back and transform into the beautiful butterfly that was hinted to, because you are going to change how you're seeing the situation and how you're showing up. You are going to rock and roll the situation, and they're going to be like, well, wait a minute. The stuff that used to bother her doesn't bother her. What is she doing? She's meditating. She's trusting herself. She's trusting her heart. She's on target, and she is going to, things are going to fall away because she's not going to be spending her time focusing on things that she doesn't want. She's going to flip the script and focus on what her heart most desires so she can get on target with her universal call. Now, do you believe that?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything I said that you have any questions about? Anything that hasn't resonated with you so far?
Nope, you've been dead on. That's the archer in the forest. You hit the bullseye with everything you're saying.
So proud of you. All right, honey, use this Sagittarius energy. It's a fire sign. Get it on target. We're going to work it out, okay? And call me and let me know how the work thing works out, okay?
That sounds, that's exactly what it is, just trying to figure it out, because it's a brand new job and you hit it. Like, it's like, I guess maybe part of it is I want to be perfect, and I have to, what came to me when you were talking is being okay with being good enough just where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is
because
beautiful.
See what you did.
I'm only kidding, of course. We all need each other. It always helps to have another set of eyes. Karen, thank you so much. You stay warm and beautiful in winter wonderland.
I will. God bless you, hon. Thank you.
God bless you, sweetie. My pleasure. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And we've got callers coming up. Life Coach Today, I'm having a hard time seeing something right now, but we are focusing on love speak, what you're saying to yourself, how you're connecting with the world, you know, like standing in your authenticity, standing in your natural state. The number five has so many gifts of love in it, you know, the Hierophant, the stubbornness of the bull, the high priest, the teacher, Taurus, connected to Venus. I gave you another goddess of love, Oshun. Look her up. Have some fun with Sweetwater. And don't forget your dreams with the bear, introspection. It's number, it's five as well. Five is about challenge. Five is about change. But five is also about freedom. Don't forget that, to be free to be yourself. That's the ultimate in love speak. It balances your throat chakra when your truth and love can come through. Okay, Life Coach Today, I'm ready for the next caller. Let's see.
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the Celeste Morgan. Hi, Ruthie. Cool name.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, sweetie. I am great. Happy to have you with me on this Sunday night.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. I just have such positive emotion right now, and I got so much wonderful feedback from the show. It's incredible.
Wow, thank you so much for that. Oh, big hug. And you're in New York. So
I'm in New York.
Yay. So let's see here. You are just a reading on love. Okay. A reading on love with a love speak show.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Ms. Ruthie. Let's see. Who is it? As I shuffle and I see the time. I'm looking at the time. So let's make sure we get you in. One of my favorite love stories in the Bible is, was it Ruth and Naomi?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that recently.
Oh, I love it. Good. What a way to stand by family. Where you go, I will go. And everybody's looking for Boaz. So let's help Ruth find her Boaz. Yeah, I went biblical on you. Oh, yeah. Boaz. If you don't know it, look it up, folks. Google is a beautiful thing. All right. Ooh, okay. Look, Ruthie, this is what the deal is. We got the Shaman of Cups. It's to the right. Now, the Shaman of Cups is the master of emotions, which I thought was really interesting because you were able to tune into feeling a high vibration. You're a master of it. It's to the right, which means you're probably playing in it too much. And why I say that is because a shaman is like the king of the tarot deck. But the Shaman of Cups actually wears a mask in my cards. So I would say relax your mask a little bit to feel more.
Okay.
And this is very interesting because I've got this Ten of Swords right behind it. Swords is air. Cups is emotions. And I've got priestesses jumping out of a temple, and they have dropped their swords, which means they've dropped what's going on in their head and decided to free themselves by jumping into the water. It's to the reverse for you. So, Ruthie, I'm seeing a question here about control and needing it and almost being afraid of connecting emotionally, even though you really, really want to. So let's see what's next. We got the Priestess of Swords to the left. That's your wishes, the ability to have your wishes and desires come true.
Wow.
It's to the left, which means there's hesitancy about it. Now, she's in the snow. There's this question right now about you grounding yourself on the earth. And then I'm going to give you the best gift that I can give anybody on this right now.
Okay.
Which is 0-4. On my cards, the 0-4 is the goddess's favorite child. You need to play more to connect with the love that you are. And I don't know why I'm seeing books. I'm seeing books. I'm seeing your thinking heart. You play in the areas of your life that speak love to you, and the Boaz will appear. Whenever we are focused and working on something that moves us, we create an attractive light that will focus that energy on you. You won't even have to look for Boaz. And since I was playing with you about Ruth and Boaz, I will recommend that you go back and you look at that story and you see how she was just doing what she was supposed to do and the love showed up. So, Ruthie, what's your mission? What's your focus? And tell me real quick, because I got to know, what kind of healing work are you doing? What kind of painter, artist? What's up?
Well, I mean, for the last year, I've been just trying to tune into following my heart and my passion. And that's pretty much what I've done. And I found out that it led me down a path where I have so much freedom. Like, it's almost as if at one point I was looking for love, but then I found love inside myself. Maybe, you know, that's not going to make much sense.
Yes, it does.
So,
you're doing a love speak right now. No, you're doing a love speak right now. Okay. So you found the love within yourself. What's your passion?
My passion is, it involves, like, reaching out to people. I have a business that I started, like, 2 years ago, and I finally got it off the ground, and it's involving sales and marketing and talking with people. I'm loving that. But I find that in doing that, I always get deeper conversations. Like, I'm able to open up to people, and people open up to me. So even though I'm in, like, a sales job, I think that I'm always playing the role of probably, you know, like a counselor.
Mm. See, Shaman of Cups, that's your ability to use your emotions in a business setting. Got it. We got that. So, but there is a more intimate walk that you're going to have to do with yourself beyond the sales and the marketing.
Now, that's what I need help with.
Okay.
What you doing?
There's a little bit more. You're on the path. You're doing great. You're showing up as the goddess's favorite child in my tarot deck. So stay on your adventure. Trust your heart, okay? But
okay.
Don't do the balance of the logic and the mind and the heart. Let's have more balance with that. And more balance in terms of getting more intimate, like maybe journaling, maybe writing some things down, what's coming up for you in that area is what I'm just seeing right now. All right, Miss Ruthie, and don't forget Ruth and Boaz.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Celeste, you are, like, so on target. Like, I really got what you were saying because I'm not an easy person at times. Like, I should... Like, I think doing the journaling is going to help me a lot.
Oh, honey. That makes me happy. You confirm my gift. So thank you so much, Miss Ruthie. And let me know how it's going, okay?
I'm definitely going
to walking the journey with you. Call back. Check
okay.
in. All right, my sister. I appreciate you, Miss Ruthie.
Thank you, Celeste.
Oh, it's my pleasure. All right, family. Antsy here. Life Coach Today, can you come up here one sec and tell me, do you think, I don't want to rush people at the very end.
You got time. Well, you can knock it out. You can knock it out.
Okay,
I'm just going to go to Amanda right now. I'm going to go to Amanda.
Right.
You got time. You can do this. You good. All right, I'm out.
Bye, boss. All right. See here, we're going to go to, are you seeing Amanda next? Happy to go to... Oh, she in Nova Scotia. Ooh-wee. Hello, Miss Amanda. How are you?
I'm great, Celeste. How are you?
I am wonderful. Okay, so you're going to be the last caller for tonight.
Woo-hoo.
So let's see here. I'm glad you got in, honey. I'm glad you got
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see here. You want a general reading or do you have a specific
I'm just curious.
Question?
I'm just curious about your show tonight, about the love.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we had a crazy show about love speak, and I love it because the cards that showed up, you know, reflected it in some way. I guess it's all about intentions, family. Let's see here. Oh, my. What a powerful woman you are, Amanda.
Oh, thank you.
You're the first person who got two major arcana cards all night. Okay, so let's see what we're playing with here. I've got a magician who's upside down, so that tells me somebody who has the power but doesn't recognize it all the time. The magician card is the... Oh, go ahead, Amanda.
No, I was about to say that actually kind of sounds like me. I have potential, but
yeah.
I don't see it myself sometimes.
Oh, yeah, sweetie. Yeah, a magician is a... powerful card. It's at the beginning of the tarot, but the reason why it's at the beginning is because it means that we have all the tools that we need for our spiritual journey. So when you actually get a magician card in a reading, that's really a strong foreboding. Whether it's reversed or not, you still have the essence of the magician within you. So you're going to have to channel that. And understand that everything you need for whatever is showing up in your life right now is at your disposal. You know, and when I say that, I'm speaking about the elements. I'm speaking about you staying focused on the ground, you staying focused on fire, passion, water for emotions, air for your mind. Balancing all of those elements will help you feel stronger on this earth. Then you've got the Seven of Wands, which is reversed. The Seven of Wands is a woman who's standing in her own power while people are kind of fussing at her. She's an African woman. My cards are really beautiful because they feature women. They feature women of different cultures. And so there's a leader in the middle of this ring. It's reversed, which is actually saying that you're not speaking up for yourself enough, Amanda.
Okay.
And here is the last card for you. It's the Nine Crone, which is an elder woman who has embodied all the journey from the magician to the hierophant to the chariot, all these things before we get to number nine, which is at the end of the cycle, which means that she embodies all of this knowledge. So she's standing at a crossroads trying to sense what's the best way to go. Here's the clue for you, sweetie. All the paths are good. What I see is fear holding you back. I see doubt holding you back. But you've got this arsenal of abilities to make it happen. But you have to connect and believe it for yourself. You are a powerful woman. This is a very strong reading. It's just reversed and to the left, which means you have to get upright and stand upright with who Amanda is and what Amanda wants in her life. Now, have I said anything that hasn't resonated?
I have to say, wow.
Okay. All right, sister. You better do it. Stop playing.
I got it. Okay.
Stop playing,
and I'd like to
girl.
Say something. Me and you have some chit-chats on Mark Daniel's show every once in a while, so that's me. I'm the Amanda that comments
God.
With you.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, that is amazing. What a small world. And I didn't know that.
It is
so. Show.
Well, that's
oh,
why I wanted to
well,
say something.
Thank you so much. You're
no,
amazing,
thank you very
honey.
Much.
So
no,
when,
thank you
when,
for that.
No, let me receive that. I'm going to receive that. This song I'm dedicating to all of the women and Mark. He's the soul brother who called and that we're going to end with. Amanda, thank you so much for blessing me tonight and calling all the way from Nova Scotia. I love that place. And we are going to shine with Sherry Marie. That is going to be our call tonight. And I have enjoyed this night so much. It's so beautiful to be able to read for you and to share my love speak with you. I speak through numbers. I speak through movies. I speak through books. Even the Bible. Can you believe it? We went there. Yes, Ruth and Boaz. Love speak, baby, is about you being you. It's your time to shine. Sherry Marie. You can find her at sherrymarie.com. CHERIMAREE.com. Please take care of yourself. All right? I love you. That's it. We're out. Good night.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.